As teachers are worried that university admissions by students from Northern Ireland could be jeopardised by changes to how GCSEs are being graded from this year. The Ulster Teachers Union say local students sitting the exams this year are among the most disadvantaged in 70 years and are being used as guinea pigs. Let me speak to the leader of the Ulster Teachers Union, Avril Hall-Callaghan. Avril, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Avril, just explain in ordinary Joe and Josephine talk what you mean here.
Okay, well, everybody will be familiar with the grades A to G that you normally get in GCSE. Before that, years and years ago, it was numbered from 1 to 9, so a few people would still have both qualifications, but not so many. This year, the English boards, examining boards, are bringing in a system of 9 to 1. So not even the same as the one that used to be. They've reversed, they've turned them around so that a good grade is a 9. So our pupils this year are going to get an amalgamation of both GCSEs labelled A to G and numbered 1 to 9.
Okay, so if you're doing Northern Ireland exams, it's A to G. If you're doing English set exams, it's 9 to 1.
9 to 1, that's right, yeah.
And we do a mix in the schools of both, is that right?
Some schools would do a mix. The majority of schools use the local examining board, which is the CCEA. And they are doing the A to G. And our last education minister before, Peter Weir, did a consultation exercise with teachers. And teachers decided that they themselves would prefer to stick to that A to G system.
Yeah, this was when John O'Dowd was
John O'Dowd
the minister.
Was minister. But Peter Weir came in and reversed it. He went along the path that England is going along.
So are you suggesting there's confusion now, or is there a disadvantage to the 16-year-olds of today in the future?
Well, I think there's going to be both, because there's confusion about what the grades actually mean. How do they translate into A to G grades? So you'll not be able to compare like with like. But also, the children the pupils are disadvantaged in several ways. I mean, we've had the worst budgets for education over the last 5 years ever. It looks set to head down that line again. In fact, schools still don't know what their budgets are for next year. So I think we have a disadvantaged generation of pupils.
Now, might you be overstating it, because surely people are smart enough at university level to know if someone got a half-decent GCSE, and by the time they get their A-levels and apply for universities, the GCSE mid-range, like someone who got a C or someone who got a 4, it's hardly going to cut much ice.
Well, maybe not for the universities, except that they do have to define down how they are allocating their places, so it may matter to them. But I'm thinking about the local employers who won't have a clue whenever these different numbers and grades come through. They'll not know what standard of pupil they're dealing with.
But surely the local employer would look at the grade and they would say, if a 9 is the best result, that's someone who's top of the class. If an A star is the best result, that's also someone. A person who got a B or a person who got a 7, they must be a bright enough kid too. Let's take them in for an interview. And it would be at that point that you would separate the sheep from the goats.
Well, that may be what happens, but there will be pupils going into these exams this year who will be genuinely worried about what their grades will mean for them. And it's not really probably the high flyers that are worried. It's the ones who are mid-range. And how will they compare those? Because
yeah,
they're not quite sure where it swaps over, you know?
Yeah, so you've got someone's got a 5 and
uh-huh.
another person's got a D. And in some way it sounds better to have a 5 than a D. There's something about a D that you never want to have. But does that not exist anyway? Because If it's A star to G and someone has a D, you know, like, they're not very good at what they've done, but yet and all, they've got a grade in it.
Fair enough, but I mean, to some pupils, that is a very valuable grade. It shows that they have achieved something when they're at school. And they're as proud of it as anybody else, you know?
Yeah, but is that not the same for someone who gets a 1 in this new system?
Well, we don't know what it will mean to those people yet, because no, as I say, this is the first year that they're doing it, so I'm not quite sure if a child with a 1 would feel worse than a child with a G.
Yeah, I can see that there's going to be confusion. Those who would have 8s and 9s are going to feel like those who have A's and A stars. And when it comes to, I suppose, selecting people for interview or selecting people for A levels or for university, no matter how well you feel you've done with your grade and what you've achieved, the bottom line is, if you're not in the top section, you're probably not going to make much progress.
Well, we would like to think that all children will eventually make progress and get into the career that they want to get into. But some of those might be prevented from getting to where they want to be because, you know, whoever's choosing doesn't know the system.
So this is the first time that they're going to have a mix of results. Some kids will be getting A stars to G's,
yep.
And the same children will be getting 1s to 9s,
yep.
And they're going to have a difficulty come whenever the results come out, August, figuring out how well they've done.
Exactly, yeah. And I don't think it's confusing also for parents.
In so much as they're not able to say, you know, wee Jimmy has 7 A stars, but he's got 2 A stars and a 9.
That's right, yes, yeah.
That's probably a pat on the back for him, but if he's got, you know, 3 C's, a 5 and a 6.
What does that mean, you know?
Yeah, it does. I can see why they'll certainly be searching for explanations. You get the impression that those who run the education system, I'm not necessarily making any reference to a minister here, I'm talking about those who dream up the exams and exam styles, they must have very little to do when it comes to creating something as complicated as a marking system.
Exactly. I mean, there are lots of problems in education at the moment, as I say, underfunding of schools. A morale in the teaching force is lower than it's ever been, and yet they're messing around with the exam.
And do you find that the teachers are lacking morale even at GCSE level now because they're confused to some extent?
Well, I think the teachers will understand the grades okay, but they're still, the morale is low for all sorts of other reasons. They got a letter from the chief executive of the Education Authority last Friday to all teachers, telling them basically to stop whinging about their salary. I mean, that's not good for the morale of teachers.
But I'm sure he didn't say, listen guys, stop whinging about your salary. What did he say to them?
Well, he pointed out to them that the average teacher in Northern Ireland was earning £40,000, and what were they worried about? So, you know, that's very patronising to teachers who knock their pans out, really, to do the best they can for pupils. The whole education system at the moment doesn't put the child at the centre. They don't remember about the child, and they don't remember about their workers who are out there dealing daily about with children who are maybe not wanting to learn, and they are encouraged to learn by the teacher.
Yeah, but the average salary for a teacher is £40,000.
If you do it on paper, but you ask around, Frank, and how many teachers in Northern Ireland are actually getting £40,000? Very, very few.
But a significant number of teachers are getting a healthy salary. There'd be a lot of teachers at work today getting £35,000, £36,000 a year. And
yep.
If I took this industry whereby there would have been a lot of journalists getting maybe £40,000 a year a few years ago, the reality is it is now an employer's market. There are so many people coming out of university into the media, whether it be into cameras, into editing, into journalism. They're queuing up at the media doors for jobs. And as a result of that, the pay structure has absolutely, over the past decade, gone down. So someone new coming into the media now could be coming in on, it's no exaggeration to say they'd be coming in on £22,000 to £24,000 to do a job that 10 years ago would have merited £40,000 a year. In teaching, there's a queue from here to, you know, the border and back of qualified teachers who can't get jobs. But,
yep,
you know, getting all those who are in employment, in teaching, on £36,000 a year, are crying over a 1% pay increase.
It's not actually the pay increase that's annoying teachers as much as the workload at the moment. So we are in talks with the employers to try and get that resolved at the minute.
But are you in a good position to bargain when there are so many unemployed teachers who would do it maybe for £25,000 a year?
I don't think that is any argument. I think the argument is, how much do you value your pupils, your children in Northern Ireland who are going to take us into the future? And if you have demoralised teachers, what's that going to do for their motivation?
But that sounds like as if you wouldn't have high morale from the new young ones who can't get a job, who probably would be brilliant teachers if they could get a go at it.
Well, we tried to get a scheme introduced this year called Investing in the Teaching Workforce, and unfortunately the Department of Education had to pull the plug on it. But they're hoping to revive it for next year. And I think that is the way forward, to let those young, enthusiastic teachers in and let teachers who have given good service over many years out.
What is the latest on that? There was a legal challenge against that. Has that fallen through?
That has been resolved, and the courts have said that there is no challenge, that the department can go ahead and implement the scheme. But they won't do it this year now. Obviously, we've lost a year.
So the people who were given that opportunity to get out early with their pension paid up, they're not going to get it this year. Will the same people qualify for it next year, or will there be a new opportunity for everyone who's over 55 to apply?
We're not sure of the details yet, but we're hoping that we'll know in September who will qualify for the scheme.
Okay, so you're not incorrect in saying there are a lot of unhappy teachers, but as the people who listen to this programme often say to me, there are two sets of people who gurn all the time. One of them are taxi drivers, the others are teachers. Are you aware of that, Avril?
No, I would like to think the general public would be more magnanimous towards teachers who are looking after their pupils day and daily.
Yeah, teachers have an immense responsibility because they're looking after the country's most important resource. Thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
Okay, Frank. Thank you.
Avril Hall, Callum.